All right, Saturday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Also, welcome Christian Television Network to the platform tonight. Only 55 minutes of fury, roughly, so let's hop right to it. Got a lot of little miscellaneous stories, all the stuff pretty much leading all over social media. Let's look at those tonight. Edwin Video, gullible and brainless. Now, what I'm talking about here is the Hamas protest. If you notice, I don't participate in the lingo. I don't participate in the vernacular of Palestinian protests, Gaza protests. These are all pro-Hamas. When you see a Palestinian flag, it is pro-Hamas. That's who votes Hamas in every time, to the tune of 60-70% of the electorate vote in Hamas. They celebrate whenever Hamas does things. So these are pro-Hamas rallies inside the United States. Let's break them down for just a minute here. Let's look at some of the brain-dead people that are part of it. Play for me, Will.
You guys are shouting for intifada. You know what an intifada is? What is it? What is an intifada? You guys are proud of shouting for intifada? Yeah?
And again, I bring this up every time, but if you notice, all of these people have their sworn, their swearing statements, their oaths of allegiance to the globalist left. They all have their masks on 4 years into 15 days to flatten the curve. It's really easy to say it now. We are 4 years to 15 days to flatten the curve. 15 days to flatten the curve started somewhere in March of 2020. So we're over 4 years into 15 days to flatten the curve, and they still have their masks on. If you and I, as right-wingers, were wearing masks, which we would never be too stupid enough to do, they would not have masks on, because it's simply an oath of allegiance. It is the 2024 swastika for the globalist left. And yes, there it is. They all are masked. Thank you, Aaron. You're awesome. They're all masked every single time. Like, not all. I'm telling you, the majority of them are masked. I'll show you a video in a minute where they're all praying the Muslim prayer together. Like, what are you talking about, Tom? This isn't, you know, downtown Beirut. Yeah, it is. If it's a college campus, we are now downtown Tehran right now. I'm telling you, that's where we are at. Not 10 years from now, not a year from now, not 6 months from now, right now on college campuses, that's where we're at. And this is why, you know, all the people, and I don't want to delve too far into anything COVID right now, because I have a lot of other things to get to. And if I get into COVID, 30 minutes is gone before I know it. But this is why you don't dutifully put on meaningless masks, because then they become meaningful. This is now the oath of allegiance. This is the sign of allegiance. These people don't care about COVID. And here's the thing, too. Another side note to this, many tributaries to the river, as I always say, it's also a sign of lawlessness. It's against the law in most states to ever wear a mask because of robberies. Now you can commit all kinds of crimes. All the looting that we see, all this has been ushered in by everybody who caved to COVID. You're on CTN right now. You're like, well, I caved to COVID. I didn't know how bad it was. You didn't read your Bible then. Bible didn't tell you to cave to COVID. Bible tells you to bind things and loose things in Jesus' name. Whatever you bind, he binds. Whatever you loose, he loose. You never need to put a mask on. Here's Steven Crowder. You ever wonder who the funding is behind all these people? Who it is that's funding these protests? Somebody has to be funding them, right? It's just like all the people that arrive across the southern border with $1,000 cell phones and 50 pounds overweight. Somebody has to be funding these people, making a mass exodus. I mean, you ever see how far Venezuela is, Colombia is, Costa Rica is from our southern border? You ever see how far those countries are away? Somebody has to be funding them. It turns out it's United States NGOs, by the way, just so everybody knows. And those are oftentimes also the supplemental income goes to those from Soros, from George Soros, of course.
Yeah.
But we're the ones who are, me and you are actually funding the invasion of our southern border via NGOs that are paid for by Mike Johnson's minibus bill. Just so everybody knows. So I mean, get the irony in all this. This is off topic, but get the irony that you and I, as Republicans, our Speaker of the House, over our majority, is funding our invasion, funding our rapes, funding our robberies, funding our mass burglaries. Imagine that. That's exactly what's happening. So who is funding these Hamas rallies? Steven Crowder, play for me, Will.
I cannot reiterate this
enough. If you are wondering, how is this happening across the country? And how am I seeing so many videos out there of these kids who have no idea why they are even there? We've covered this. Go click that video. The protests are organized by Students for Justice in Palestine, who are connected to Hamas-linked nonprofits, organizations, and the government of Qatar, who happens to be the base for Hamas headquarters and is the single largest foreign donor to American universities. Qatar. The money is coming from terrorism. To be clear, these students are useful idiots to them. That is not in dispute. Please reiterate that and let everybody know so that you actually have your eyes wide open. I think it's pretty important for people to know what.
So as you and I want to reiterate this to you, because it's never the federal government that does anything. Federal government produces no goods and services, just like the Biden crime family. No goods and services. So it's always you and I that are funding the Middle East. It's you and I funding our own border invasion. It's you and I funding our own hyperinflation. You and I do all these things. Not on purpose. We don't want it, but our own, just so everybody knows, it's our own Republican Party. Well, the people that you and I vote in betray us, Judas us, and fund the border invasion, fund the wars everywhere, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's Middle East, anything and everywhere. It's fun abortions, transgender surgeries. You and I are funding them through the Republican Party, believe it or not. And you're like, Tom, you're anti-Republican. I'm voting down ballot Republican, certainly better than the Democrats. But the Republican Party has betrayed us. Hopefully with Laura Trump in charge of the RNC, things change. I hope that it does. But who is funding these Hamas protests? Well, Qatar is. So you and I are, we. And how many of y'all want to bet that we send billions to that region?
Yeah.
Where Qatar is. I mean, we know that we do. So Qatar is actually funding through a I don't know what you want to call it, a group called Students for Justice, funded by the Middle East, funded by Hezbollah, funded by Hamas, funded by the country Qatar. They are actually the ones who are funding the Hamas riots on school campuses. And I guarantee you, you and I send billions of our taxpayer dollars to that region, whether it goes directly to Qatar or not. I'll bet you somehow or another our tax dollars go to Students for Justice, though. How much you want to bet? Because everything the United States government does right now, listen, we all need to drop the illusion that we are righteous, because we are not, because we're run by Joe Biden. When we're run by Donald Trump, we're righteous. When we're run by Joe Biden, we are not righteous as a country. We are both arsonist and firefighter in every single one of these wars right now that we're seeing happening. We are both arsonist and firefighter. Now, let me show you this. So on the Hamas rallies front, so Paul A. Cipulla video, got two of them in a row. And here we have a professor arrested at one of these rallies. And then listen to the rhetoric to follow. You guys can run both these videos right in a row. Play for me. See, these people live in complete delusion. And again, most of you know, I was a cop myself 25 years, Sarasota County Sheriff's Office, right here where I'm sitting, 1992 to 2017. You don't hit a cop on the head lightly to get his attention. when he's in the middle of arresting somebody. That's not a good idea. That's called felony battery on a law enforcement officer. But imagine the level of delusion you have to be living in that you don't think you're going to be arrested while the cop is making an arrest, that you go smack him on the head, and that your excuse is, or you, the way that you believe that you are exempt from an arrest is that you did it lightly to get his attention. These people live in their own little academia bubble of non-reality whatsoever. They just, everybody sings their praises. They live in their little circle, their little symbiotic circle, their entire lives. They don't know what the real world is. And last little comment on those videos is you had those guys, the students or whoever they are, paid, really, again, these are paid actors, by the way. A lot of these Hamas protesters, it's like RFK Jr. At some sort of rally recently in last month or so, and outside there was all sorts of protesters. Went and found out that every single one of those protesters was a paid protester. They're paid for by ActBlue, Democratic Party, or some sort of nefarious governmental NGO. It's just like you have the Patriot Front suddenly marching again now. Had the Patriot Fund marching. That's just all feds funneled money through NGOs. It's Christopher Reyes. And you're like, are they FBI? Not FBI agents. They're just paid actors.
Yeah.
By the NGOs, from the State Department. But they're sitting there yelling at these cops, calling them fascists, calling them dogs, calling them Nazis. I wonder why they didn't call them Nazis when they were arresting people who were not standing 6 feet apart. Mm-hmm. I wonder why they weren't calling them Nazis when they're arresting people for not taking a vaccination or not wearing a mask or entering into a store without a mask. I wonder why they weren't calling them Nazis when they didn't have a vaccine passport. Because they're only Nazis when they're attacking their own agenda or their own narrative. Then suddenly the cops become Nazis. When the cops are arresting Antifa members, when the cops are arresting BLM members for mostly peaceful protests with all the buildings behind you burning. So here's another one. I had to show you this just for the heck of it, because this is a very viral video out everywhere right now. And there's more on this in the post game, more on this guy in the post game. You got to watch. It's great stuff. People put together all sorts of videos highlighting this guy. This guy had to have played high school or college football somewhere because he makes the best tackle that I've seen, really. I watched a lot of the NFL this year, a lot of college football. And this is the best tackle that I've seen. Ian Miles Chong video. Give the cop the Heisman.
You're hurting me.
Just don't lift me.
You're hurting me. Ow! 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 Help! Help! Ow! You're hurting me. You're hurting me. Help! Help!
And I just want to say this to all the leftards that are watching, if there are any leftards watching. Notice how all your leftard buddies come to your aid. Hey, Aaron, can you roll that back? You can just mute it or whatever and just put it side by side whenever you can. As a matter of fact, you know, have it ready to unmute. I mean, get it to where he's carrying him off is where I'm looking for. Just, you know, get it to that place. And then we'll just, you notice here now, you know what, Aaron, roll it back a couple seconds to where he first gets picked up. And then, all right, hit it right there and actually play the volume. Play the
help!
Sound. Okay, so there it is. All of his friends are laughing at him. So just so you know, if you want to be a paid ActBlue, some of these people are actually students. Doesn't mean they're not getting paid, by the way, to act like this. All your leftard friends don't come to your aid, and they sit there and laugh at you. You know why? Because they're not going to mess with that. I'm not messing with that. You might not want to mess with that. But I just think it's funny how absolutely nobody comes to his aid, and they start laughing at him. I mean, I just think it's funny. So here's another one for you. Radio Genoa video. More Hamas. These are Hamas protests. Here is the current state on college campuses. This is on a college campus in the United States of America, yesterday or today. Play for me.
Allahu Akbar. La.
It goes on, but we don't need to watch any more of it. Tom, you're anti-Muslim. Yeah, I am anti-Muslim religion. I'm not anti-Muslim people or anything like that. I want to win them to Jesus, but I am anti-Muslim religion. And here's, you know what the problem with, you know, when it comes to Christianity, it's Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be yoked again with the burden of slavery. So there you go. Do not be burdened again with the yoke of slavery is the proper quote. But anyway, so everything having to do with Jesus is absolute freedom. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. We were free. We were set free so we could be free.
Yep.
What is the Quran about? What is the Muslim religion about? Marxism. It's just Marxism. It's just thinly veiled demonic Marxism. That's all that the Muslim religion is. And it's so funny to me that you have, and you've heard me comment on this many times, where you have the queers for Palestine that are out there now arm in arm with these Hamas protests. Now, if the queers for Palestine actually tried to do this in downtown Gaza, you know, right now they are protesting against the Israeli genocide, which I don't agree with, on the Gaza Strip. But if they actually went to Gaza, they'd be thrown off a five-story building. Yep. So here's a great example of a conservative diva video. Here's a woke person suddenly enamored by the Quran. Play it for me.
I just started reading the Quran, and I am so excited about it.
Congratulations. Let me give you some suggested reading. And just to be clear, this is for educational purposes only. I am not a Muslim. Therefore, I do not hold any religious belief about what these passages say. I also have no issue with transgender people. I think people should be able to live however they want to live and be whoever they want to be. That being said, there are some readings in the Quran and Hadith that may be worrying for you. And I just wanted to point them out so you can go locate them and see how you feel. But like I said, this is for educational purposes only. So my first suggested reading is Al-Bukhari 58:85, where it says that Allah curses women who imitate men and men who imitate women. Recommends in Al-Bukhari that you throw them from. You should also read Abu Dawud 4098, where Allah curses the man who wears women's clothing. Also in Abu Dawud, but 4099, Allah curses masculinized women and feminized men. There's Fayyid al-Qadir, verse 5343, said it is prohibited for men to imitate women, and one who does that is subject to being cursed. You should also give a read to Hadith 6. I'm not going to read that particular passage because I think it's kind of hateful, but you should definitely read it. I do wish you the best on your journey with the Quran, and I hope that you can honestly react to the things that are written there. And
so the Quran is so anti-trans, he can't even read a passage out of it. And everywhere it says that it's cursed, you notice that a lot of that, well, not a lot of it, but little parts of that video were actually bleeped out, were actually muted, because it's actually, the Quran is commanding violence on transgender people. And transgender people are waving Palestinian flags. I mean, just amount on college campus. I can't even say, see what's happening. It's actually hysterical. It's how the devil mocks people. It's so funny that people become Satanists.
Yeah.
The devil's just laughing at you when you worship him. It's absolutely, which of course the Muslim religion is actually worshiping Satan. Anything outside of Christianity is worshiping Satan.
Yep.
So anyway, it's just absolutely hysterical that these people believe that they are lining up with a movement that will accept them when that movement's own book says to throw them off of buildings.
Right.
And that they will be cursed. Now, here's some interesting stuff on the transgender movement. Ian Miles Chong video again. Trans and drag and transgenderism was a big part of, now remember this, I've been saying this since the beginning of this podcast, 4 years of 15 days to flatten the curve ago, is that these are all the same demons. They're all the same demons.
Yeah.
Demons don't die. Your soul is not, you're not going to die. Your body's going to die. But you listen, and then after you do die, this body's going to be resurrected and you're sent to heaven or hell. Right out of Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Read it for yourself. That's the way it is. That there's no way to get around it. Just as man is destined to die once, and after that, to face judgment, that is going to happen. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 7. That's going to happen. Nothing you can do about it. Nothing I can do about it. But demons don't ever die. Devils never die. And you're never dying. No angel will die. Nothing dies. So the same demons that were involved in the 1930s, and everyone, just harken back to the 1930s, because it's just the easiest frame of reference, because the 1930s, i.e. Hitler, 1940s, i.e. Hitler, seems to transcend time. It's just like right now, 70s music, everyone's listening to 70s music. Whenever they want some great music at the Super Bowl, they always have to harken back to 70s or 80s music. Everyone's just seeing, I mean, my kids know words to songs from the 70s and 80s. And all because you know why? All the new music sucks. But anyway, I digress for just a moment. But I told you, listen, the demons are all the same because demons are eternal, just like angels, just like you. Everybody is. We're all going to spend eternity somewhere. Right now, we're spending eternity right here. Not that we're going to spend all rest, but right now, but it's all part of eternity is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That where we are right now is just part of our eternity. Then we'll end up in a permanent eternity, whether it's heaven or hell. But right now, the earth is under the reign of the prince of the power of the air. And that would, of course, be the devil and demonic forces. And they obviously were heavily influencing someone like Stalin, who killed tens up to hundreds of millions of his own people. Mao, who's responsible for 500 million deaths of his own people. Pol Pot, hundreds of thousands of deaths. Maduro, hundreds of thousands of deaths. Xi Jinping, hundreds of thousands of deaths. And, of course, Adolf Hitler. Millions upon millions of deaths, right? Well, the same demons were influencing Hitler that are influencing the globalists now. No, Hitler was all right. How's Hitler all right? I love it. It's just, again, it's just another demonic trope to call things that are not as though they were. Imitating God. The God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. The devil always imitates God, tries to be God. That's how he got thrown out of heaven, because he thought he could take God. You can't take God.
Yeah.
God created you. You can't take him. But anyway, the same exact demons that are influencing the WEF and what's going on, I'm just going to lead into this. What's going on, or whether it's the UN or WHO, what's happening in all of these areas? The embrace of transgenderism for nefarious purposes. The reason why they're embracing transgenderism is because they want to make our speech illegal so they can control us more.
Yeah.
It's the only reason why they're embracing transgenderism is so if Aaron uses the wrong pronoun, he can be arrested. Right now, Aaron can't be arrested for using the wrong pronoun because he doesn't live in Canada or the UK.
Right.
In both those countries, you can be. And you're like, no, where did that happen? 2 years ago. Because once you unleash totalitarianism with masks and lockdowns and standing 6 feet apart for no discernible purpose whatsoever, 99.9% survival virus, then you have unleashed the dogs.
Yeah.
And then you have loosed these things. You've loosed totalitarianism. So once you do that, and it's like I always tell you, the reason why COVID-19 was manufactured in Wuhan Institute of Virology via the funding of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, via the funding of Peter Daszak and Equal Health Alliance, via the funding of Anthony Fauci, was so they could get to the vaccines, to get to the vaccine passports, to set up the digital infrastructure for digital IDs and facial IDs, the digital for CBDC and for social credit systems. And it was all put in place. So congratulations, COVID-caving Christians that are watching on Christian Television Network right now, or anybody else, or anywhere else you're watching it. But the same demons that influenced the 1930s Reich, Third Reich, are the same demons that are influencing the grandson of the Third Reich, Klaus Schwab, or the granddaughter of the Third Reich, who's second in command, Chrystia Freeland, of Canada. Do you know that? Both of them. You have the son of one of the leading weapons manufacturers in the Third Reich, Klaus Schwab, that's his dad. And then the granddaughter of a member of the Third Reich, Chrystia Freeland, is the assistant, or what do you call it, second prime minister, I don't know what her title is,
deputy.
But she's second command of Canada. What?
Is it deputy?
Deputy. Thank you, Aaron. Deputy Prime Minister of Canada. So that everyone thinks that it was an accident that you had a Nazi speaking on the parliamentary floor. No, it's just because people noticed. It's on purpose that there was a Nazi speaking on the parliamentary floor in Canada because Chrystia Freeland comes from a long line of Nazis. It's a fact. It's the way that it is. So look who was actually influencing the Nazi party. Look who was actually an integral part of the Nazi party, the Third Reich, in the 1930s and 40s. Play for me, Will.
Why was cross-dressing so popular in the Wehrmacht? One likely reason is Germany's carnival tradition. But there's more to it than that.
Ich glaube, auch die Situation der Soldaten selber war speziell. Also die waren ja dann teils jahrelang weiter weg, als sie sich hier hätten träumen können zu kommen. Und also besonders isoliert vielleicht war da auch dann das Bedürfnis nach einer zeitweisen, nach einem zeitweisen Entkommen größer als anderswo.
What do the pictures reveal about sexuality in the Wehrmacht?
Man kann nichts beweisen. Ich kann auch nur da nur vermuten. Aber ich würde denken, dass diese Darsteller sowohl homosexuell als auch heterosexuell waren.
The Nazis persecuted and murdered gay men, yet they appear to have tolerated cross-dressing within their own ranks.
See, I tell you, the demons never change. It's always the same thing over and over again. If you want to find demons and you want to find the devil, follow the bodies. Follow the dead bodies and you will find them. Follow the lies. COVID-19, they say killed 5 to 18 million people. We know it's not nearly that. So let's just go down to the middle that it was 10 million people that COVID-19 killed, right? Follow the bodies. Who created COVID-19? The Wuhan Institute of Virology, which is a bioweapons lab, a level 4 bioweapons lab under the People's Liberation Army, the PLA, and the CCP, funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Bill Gates' dad was a founding member and on the board of Planned Parenthood. Follow the bodies. Anthony Fauci, devout Hillary Clinton supporter and baby butcherer. Follow the bodies. They create COVID-19, which kills, I don't believe all the numbers, I'm just telling you what they say. 10 million people, right? That's what they say. Again, I say the same thing every time, but I just think it's hysterical that the best that experts can do as far as the COVID kill, the amount of deaths caused by COVID is 5 to 18 million. That's the best you can do. You can't come within 13 million. And with all this data collection, you can't get any closer than $13 million differential. That's the best you can do. So let's just say it killed 10 million people. Follow the bodies. And they're their solutions to the problem, right? Masking caused lots of people to die. Isolation caused lots of people to follow the bodies. You'll find the devil. You'll find the globalist left and you'll find demons. Find transgenderism. You'll find the devil. You'll find the fall of Rome. Follow homosexuality. You'll find the devil. You'll find the fall of Rome. Men in women's restrooms. We played the video of a man with a full blown erection standing in a woman's restroom with a dress on.
Yeah.
All you got to do is fuck, because the devil is the same. The devil, listen, I'm not saying that the devil is stupid, but he gets dumber every day. Their tactics don't change. It's the same thing over and over again. The globalist left, same thing over and over again. It's just like I tell you, they bounced from Clarence Thomas to Brett Kavanaugh, same exact accusations, to Matt Gaetz, same exact accusations, to Donald Trump, same exact accusations. And we just sit there, and the reason why the exact same accusation works over and over and over again, or the same tactics. Here you have the Nazi party embracing transgenderism. Listen, the Third Reich, if they were actually smart, which they weren't, because Hitler was not a smart person. He was a good speaker, a good motivator, not a smart person. Was not a high-ranking person in the military. Was actually a World War I hero, but was not a high-ranking member of the military. It was tactically very stupid. Should have followed Erwin Rommel, and they might have, if they wouldn't have engaged Russia, be a different world right now. But, I mean, all you have to do is just follow it. It's exactly the same everywhere you go. Exactly the same. They do the exact same thing. You follow the bodies. Follow the transgenderism. You'll find the devil. You'll find demons. You'll find the globalist left everywhere. 41 million abortions every year. Who does it? Globalist left. And then they call you and I Nazis. We have nothing in common with the Nazi Party. Nothing whatsoever. National Socialist Party. Everybody watching this podcast right now is anti-socialist.
Yep.
Anti-Hitler. Anti-anything socialist. Stalin, Mao, all of them. Communist, socialist, one and the same. But all you have to do is follow the bodies, follow the lies, follow the exact same tactics. The reason why they use the exact same tactics over and over again is because nobody does anything about it. Which is what has to change in the modern Republican Party, or they're going to steal another election. Just like Hitler stole the election. One election. It's like Stalin steals every election. It's like Putin steals every election. Just like Zelensky just canceled his election.
Yeah.
Same things over and over and over again. And there's always this capitulating church, this capitulating quote unquote right wing that isn't actually right wing. Always like the Tories inside of England, which are nothing more than the DNC right here, but they call themselves conservative, but don't do one thing that's actually conservative. So all you have to, what has to happen is you have to stand. Clarence Thomas should have sued the crap out of Anita Hill. Should have sued her into financial oblivion. Donald Trump's the only one who does. He's suing Hillary Clinton right now, but it got thrown out of court for whatever reason. He does actually go sue. Tried to sue like the whole outfit around Christopher Steele. That got thrown out of court because they're leftist judges. But at least he's trying. And back then, before judges were as much political acolytes as they are now, you actually had a chance. Clarence Thomas should have sued Anita Hill into oblivion. Brett Kavanaugh should have sued Christine Blasey Ford into oblivion. And Matt Gaetz needs to sue his accusers into oblivion because that was just a giant extortion scheme.
Yep.
Hey, Aaron, let's do gold. Let's do gold real quick before I go any further. Give me 60 seconds on Midas Gold Group. My one and only sponsor, really. They're the only, outside of my givers on Rumble. Love each and every one of you guys. And girls, thank you so much for giving like you do on Rumble. And everybody gives to Foundation Church, too. Love you. You're the reason why there's a Tom Lipley podcast. But here's my one and only sponsor, Midas Gold Group. And like you always hear me say, this is not a conservative company. This is not a Republican company. This is a MAGA company. I talked to them on the phone, obviously. Talked to the owner of the company. They're just like you and I. They could sit here. They would agree with everything that's being said on the TLP right now. That the 2020 election was stolen. COVID was a giant pile of crap. The vaccines kill people. They know all of these things. And this is a legitimate company. This is what I'm always talking about when I say we have to have a parallel economy. We've got to have our own Walmart. Everybody's welcome. It's like all of our platforms. I wouldn't kick anybody. If someone started dog cussing me right now, I mean, listen, I'm not going to kick you off of any platform. We don't do that. We don't kick people off platforms. We don't do those things. This is a legit company. We have to have a parallel economy. Our own Walmart, our own entertainment, our own travel. We can go wherever we want, do whatever we want. I'm just telling you, we better have our own alternatives. This is one of those alternatives right here. Midas Gold Group. All of their gold is physical in your hand. And with the de-dollarization of the globe and the devaluing of the USD and the BRICS movement, and all of these governments, including our own, causing hyperinflation to devalue the USD while also simultaneously buying gold while they do it, you and I need to be buying gold, because if the people that are trying to get rid of the dollar are buying gold, that means what they're going to be standing on is gold after they get rid of the dollar. That means you and I need to have gold in our safes. Buy it. Buy it from Midas Gold Group. When you do, tell them that the TLP sent you. All right, let's go to this next group. I told you, just a bunch of myriad of different subjects. All right, Brianna Morella tweet first, the DOJ and DC judges are targeting January 6th defendants. Now you're like, well, we already knew all that time. No, it's all different now. And it gets very confusing, and I don't have time when I've only got 23 minutes left, and it's a hard 23 minutes. Usually I got 23 minutes left, and that means I got an hour and 23 minutes left. It's a hard 23 minutes, so I can't get into all the cases. But this is the obstruction case. This is what they're talking about right now. With this, and you got to follow people like Brianna Miller. It's Mike Davis that she talks to. You got to follow these people on social media. They are great when it comes to detailing these court cases. And I told you, there's a myriad of six cases. I'm not going to get into all six of them. I'm going to get into the one. This is the Enron obstruction charge that they have tagged all of these 1-6 defendants on. And it's actually, they use it to enhance their sentences. So somebody who would get an 18-month sentence, it's a 4-year sentence, 48 months sentence. And normally they all based on this Enron obstruction charge, which was about deleting hard drives and tearing up paperwork. That's all that it was. That's what the Enron obstruction charge was, is corporate, getting rid of evidence in corporate lawsuits and corporate criminal trials. Actually getting rid of that evidence. It had nothing to do with obstructing an official proceeding. It had nothing to do with obstructing this, you know, the congressional process on 1-6. Nothing to do with it. It had to do with executives and high rises deleting hard drives. That's what this obstruction was. That's it. Executives and hard drives tearing up all their paperwork, sending through the paper shredder. That's what it was about. It had nothing to do with people protesting, and the protest gets out of hand, and it's physical. Nothing. This is just made up by people like Matthew Graves, made up by people like Tanya Shuckin, made up by people like Merrick Garland and Lisa Monaco. I know Tanya Shuckin's a judge, but she's okay with it. And now this has gone to court. Now, Trump has also been charged with obstruction, this obstruction, for doing what, by the way? How did he obstruct the official proceedings on 1-6? How exactly? Did he shred paperwork? Did he delete hard? No, that's all this statute applies. So it looks like the SCOTUS is probably going to overturn this, and it's going to lessen a lot of the 1-6 sentences and cut Jack Smith's case by 60%. The DOJ and DC judges are targeting January 6th defendants by promising them tougher sentences on minor offenses if they have their enhancements successfully overturned. So if they get rid of these obstruction charges, all these judges are going to go back, because what happens is they all have to then be resentenced. What should happen is you got sentenced to 3 years and they get rid of a charge, your sentence should go down to 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
But what these judges are going to do, and I'll let Mike Davis explains it way better than I do, what these judges are going to do instead is, oh, you got rid of that one. Well, now we're just going to add more time onto the other offenses. Judges are doing this. This is the state of the judicial system inside of the D.C. feces-floating cesspool. So let's go to the next one, Will. Again, Brianna Morello, video this time. Here's Mike Davis. Play for me.
What happened on January 6th was a lawful protest permitted by the National Park Service that devolved into a riot. And the people who were there peacefully had the First Amendment right to be there, even if you disagreed with them, even if you hate them, they had the First Amendment right to be there. The people who trespassed should have been charged with trespass, and the people who were violent should have been charged with violence. But then the Biden Justice Department used this 1512 to go after these Trump supporters, Trump and these Trump supporters, based upon this bogus, contorted reading, bad faith reading, malicious reading of 1512 to go after Trump and his supporters with these extreme sentences, right? So you're getting some of these sentences are for years for people who were participating in January 6th, 20 plus years for some of the worst actors, right? And the Supreme Court is going to almost certainly reverse many of these criminal convictions with the Fisher case that will be decided by the end of June. And then that will have serious effect on 2 of 4 of Jack Smith's charges against President Trump. And so these Democrat prosecutors and these Democrat judges in D.C. and even some of these Republican judges in D.C. are outrageously saying that they're essentially just going to ignore this ruling by the Supreme Court. And then they're, instead of sentencing these January 6th defendants concurrently, like if they're charged with 5 or 6 different misdemeanors where you have up to 6 months each, instead of doing the normal thing where you sentence for the misdemeanors, you would sentence them concurrently for up to 6 months. They're going to stack these convictions consecutively. So you, instead of having, 6 months for 6 different misdemeanors, they could put them in prison for 36 months for these misdemeanors, because they're trying to do an end run around the Supreme Court. And they're even threatening to punish these January 6th defendants for even raising this issue, raising their appellate rights based upon this Fisher ruling. This is outrageous what they're doing, that they are ignoring the Supreme Court and they are punishing these January 6th defendants for exercising their legal rights. Again, this is a criminal conspiracy by these Biden prosecutors and these judges and these Democrat operatives to violate the civil rights of these January 6th defendants. This is unacceptable.
And you heard it there. I'll only address one thing, because I already went over basically everything that Mike Davis just went over. He just said it a lot better than I do. But you have Republican judges that support this, allegedly constitutionalists. Why would they do it? Because they're afraid of the repercussions of not doing it. If you don't embrace 1-6 as an insurrection, there are some serious inside the beltway societal repercussions of not doing so. Same thing with if you didn't embrace masking, if you didn't embrace the injections, if you don't embrace Ukraine funding. Why fund Ukraine? Give me a reason. How is it an insurrection? Give me a reason. How is it an insurrection? How is a MAGA mom or MAGA grandma going to defeat the United States Marine Corps? Because if it's an insurrection, you got to take down the Marines. How is it an insurrection? It makes no sense. But none of these judges have any courage or any intestinal fortitude whatsoever. So they'll actually, they'd rather send people to jail, have no human dignity, have no integrity whatsoever, live with that dark spot on their soul the rest of their life for sending innocent people to jail, or sending people who don't deserve 5 years, who deserve 5 days, sending them to jail for 5 years. And just, they would rather live with that than stand up against the societal repercussions of being right. You're right. It's not an insurrection. Whatever criminal offense that they committed, they knocked down a fence, they broke a window, or they did nothing. Like right now, the DOJ is trying to hunt down over a thousand, 1-6 offenders for knowingly trespassing after they unknowingly trespassed.
Yeah.
After all the gates were taken down by Ray Epps, the only person that isn't being prosecuted, after the bike racks were taken down with the no trespassing signs on them, nobody knew they were trespassing. This, as Mike Davis said, this was actually a sanctioned protest by the Park Service. So they got their permit, and people were on grass they didn't know was trespassing. They didn't know that it was the grounds they weren't allowed to be on, because the bike racks were actually taken down by both protesters and Ray Epps also, and his group of people taken down. He was the very first breach, was Ray Epps, yet to be charged. He was not really charged.
Right.
And it was also bike racks were removed out of the way by the Capitol Police. How would you know you're trespassing when a cop removes the rack out of the way? Those same people are now going to be charged with knowingly trespassing, because you have to knowingly trespass to use the statute that they're using. So they're going to charge people with knowingly trespassing under a statute which requires you to know that you're trespassing when you didn't know you're trespassing. That's the current state of the feces floating cesspool inside of the court system, inside of the judicial system in Washington, D.C. All right, change the subject. Jesse Waters, the White House as a DEI disaster. I'll let the video speak for itself. Play it for me.
Today, the New York Post found out Biden's senior staff's trying to close the book on Binder because of her binder. Sources say she's not quick enough, reads from her binder word for word, and doesn't make compelling cases to reelect the big guy. What do you think?
In Las Vegas, he told a story about recently talking to a French president who died in 1996.
I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole with you, sir. What? So the board has never convened. The board is pausing in the sense that it will not convene. Let me see if I have anything new for you on that. I think it's been a couple of days since we have been asked that question. Okay. I don't have anything new.
Sources tell the Post that Biden's senior aides have been quietly scheming to get her to leave on her own so they don't have to fire her. Quote, there's such a huge diversity issue and they're afraid of what folks are going to say. They're talking about Biden's senior advisor, Anita Dunn, and chief of staff, Jeff Zients. Now, how does Biden's very white staff push out the first black gay immigrant press secretary? Now, top Democrats are fielding DEI distress calls from the West Wing. Quote, there was an effort to have some outside folks who Corinne knows and trusts talk to her about why leaving last fall would have made a lot of sense for her in her career, in an effort to encourage her to move along. Nothing came out of that. Then Binder reportedly received an unsolicited offer to become the president of Emily's List. But she said, no, I'm staying at the podium. The big guns then physically pushed her out of the way, forcing her to share the stage with national security spokesman John Kirby. But she sucked it up and stood there while he took questions on the war. Another source says it's because she doesn't have a grasp of the issues and doesn't spend the time to learn. There's an enormous amount of work that goes into getting ready for briefings, and consistently, she does not put in that level of work. But that source says Binder's confident regardless. Quote, she thinks she's really doing a really good job and thinks the president wants her to stay. So she's lazy and delusional. Not my words, theirs.
Now, Bongino caused this leftist cannibalism. That's exactly what happens. Eventually, listen, there's none of us left. And what I mean by that is not that we're, you and I are defeated. We no longer care.
Yeah.
Will doesn't care. Aaron doesn't. You could call me anything. You're leftard. You can call me anything you want. It means nothing to me. You have devalued every single horrible term.
Yep.
They're all devalued. They all mean absolutely nothing now. Nothing. Racist, homophobic, transphobic, Nazi, all means absolute. We don't even care. You're a grandma killer. You didn't take your vax. You're anti. We don't care if we're anti-vax. I look at my shirt. I am anti-vax. I don't care. Come, we don't care anymore. So eventually you're going to have to turn on people who actually care. Mm-hmm. Not that that's directly relevant to this story, because Karine Jean-Pierre, it's not that she doesn't care. She doesn't care about doing a good job. She doesn't prepare for it all. She's galactically incompetent. But they can't get rid of her because she's a lesbian, illegal immigrant.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a black, legal immigrant lesbian. She checks way too many DEI boxes for them to get rid of her. So they can't. I love it because now they're stuck with incompetence. These are one of those things that I've never seen before in my life, before the Biden administration, where you have a press secretary flipping through a binder, looking for an answer to a question. You can't answer a question. You can't answer, and then reads directly from it.
Yeah.
And just like Joe Biden in his cards, I've never seen a president directly read from a card. I've never seen a president who has a list of people on a laminated sheet that he calls on during a press conference.
Yeah.
Aaron Yeager, MSNBC, where you at, Aaron? Never in the history of them. And then Karine Jean-Pierre gets asked a question. She's got to flip through her binder. That's why Jesse Waters nicknamed her Binder. She has to flip through her binder and then reads the answer word for word. Never in this. These people are so out of their league.
Yeah.
So out of their element. And Karine Jean-Pierre, not only is she out of her league, like you have Peppermint Patty, Jen Psaki, Circleback Psaki. She was she's an idiot and not an intelligent human being, but she was prepared.
Yeah.
And could lie way more seamlessly than Karine Jean-Pierre, which maybe means that Karine Jean-Pierre's soul is not nearly as damaged as Jen Psaki. You can just seamlessly lie with conviction, where Karine Jean-Pierre stumbles over her lies over and over again. But now they're stuck. They're stuck. They're all galactically incompetent human beings. Look at our country. Look at it. We have men in women's dresses giving military briefings. Right now, men and women's dresses. I mean, we've played them on the podcast.
Yeah.
And look at this right here. Chuck Cholesterol video. Shock report. Two MS-13 gang members kidnap a girl. And then sacrifice her to Satan. That just happened. Play it for me.
A satanic statue in the apartment, and the gang members said they wanted to offer the beast a soul. Police say Hernandez Rivera and Alvarez Flores killed the girl execution style. Killers confessed to the crime after they were arrested. 22-year-old Miguel Alvarez Flores there, you see on the left, and 18-year-old Diego Hernandez Rivera on the right appeared in court this week. Now, according to HPD, most MS-13 gang members are in this country illegally, and these two murder suspects could be as well. Police say they have reported the two to Homeland Security. Now, an investigator told us this morning that officers found evidence in the apartment where these gang members were keeping underage girls that led police to believe there was some sort of satanic ritual activity happening there. HPD says there were three underage girls in the apartment of the murder suspects, a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old who was murdered, and then a 16-year-old girl. Police say the 14-year-old told detectives she was kidnapped, drugged, and sexually assaulted by members of the MS-13 gang. Now, the 14-year-old also reportedly told investigators she was moved from one apartment to another, forced into consuming drugs and alcohol, then at one point was held down as Alvarez Flores tattooed the image of the Grim Reaper on her body from her knee down to her foot. This girl also told police the 15-year-old at the apartment was a girl named Genesis. She believes Genesis is the girl found dead on February 16th.
Now, of course, all of these girls would not have been raped if it wasn't for Joe Biden.
Yep.
And you and I are forced via our taxpayer dollars to fund all the NGOs in the Darien Gap that are facilitating all of these MS-13 members to the southern border where they just seamlessly cross. Well, Joe Biden's border security bill would have stopped them all. Not unless they're from Canada. Like, Tom, what are you talking about? The first 5,000 that are allowed in under Joe Biden's and the Democratic Party and James Lankford, Republican cuckboy that put this whole border security bill together with Chuckie Schumer. The first 5,000 that go through, unless you're Canadian or Mexican, you don't count towards the 5,000. And then after the first 5,000 go through, it doesn't matter. The border's still not closed. The rest just go and funnel through the port of entry and are put on Biden buses and Biden planes and flown or driven into the country.
Yep.
There's no limit to 5,000. By the way, 5,000 per day is almost 2 million a year. Just imagine that. So all this girl wouldn't have been sacrificed to Satan by MS-13 gang members who are all illegal. The other girl wouldn't have been raped repeatedly. And the other girl wouldn't have been pinned down and forcibly given drugs, probably raped too. They just didn't get to that yet. The 14-year-old who was pinned to the ground and a Grim Reaper tattoo. She's tattooed from her knee to her foot with a Grim Reaper tattoo while she's being drugged, probably raped. And forcibly given alcohol. 15 was sacrificed to Satan probably after being raped multiple times. And the 16-year-old was raped multiple times. None of that happens outside of the Biden administration. And you want to talk about being raped, you and I, our tax dollars are being sent to do these things.
Yep.
You and I, and you know, what does Mike Johnson do about it? He sends them another $1.7 trillion last month. Mike Johnson said that he would not fund the Ukraine war. He just sent $95 billion over to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, most of it going to Ukraine, $61 billion going to Ukraine. He said he would not do it until, just using this story, the MS-13 members were not allowed to cross the southern border anymore. He would not fund Ukraine. That was the promise that he made to you and I, that he would not fund Ukraine, wouldn't fund the Ukraine war unless the southern border, not comprehensive border reform, not a bipartisan bill. The border was freaking shut down. Mm-hmm. He's a liar. He's a turncoat. He is a Republican do-boy, cuck-boy. That's who he is. He's not a real Republican. He's not a conservative. He wants, I don't know how, who's got him, whether he's honey-potted, whether he's bought off. I don't know what his problem is. But Mike Johnson's never, ever been true, just so you know. You can go back and find that. All right, look at this one. Jake video. Wonder why it is that Biden wants an open border? This Democratic Party activist tells us. Play for me.
How many illegals are coming across the border every day?
A lot.
So about 10 to 15,000 a day. Do you think Joe Biden...
And they're all going
to
vote Dem.
You're okay. Can you say that again?
The illegals? Well, illegals. Yeah, they're coming here. They're going to vote Democrat, and we're going to win.
Would you allow these cities to ignore the federal law regarding the reporting of illegal immigrants and, in fact, provide sanctuary to these immigrants?
No.
Should undocumented immigrants arrested by local police be turned over to immigration officials?
No.
So let me ask you a question for everybody. Well, we're going to go to Alex Jones next, so you can skip all those five or four or five next ones. We're going to write to Alex. Thank you. If you, anybody that's watching, around 776 people that I can see watching, I don't know how many people are watching on the Christian Television Network. How many people are on Rumble, Aaron?
676
on Rumble. If you're wondering, if you're on Facebook, how are 700 people watching? I'm telling you, everybody's on Rumble. Switch over Rumble, please. But anyway, if you're on YouTube, same thing. But if anybody out there, anybody that's watching right now, have you changed, completely diametrically changed your views in 13 years? I mean, my views are exactly the same as they were when I was in college.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I can go all the way back to high school. My views are basically exactly the same as when I was 18. I'm 55 now. Joe Biden diametrically changes his views in 13 years because he is a rudderless, principleless, devoid of all human dignity and human integrity, Democratic Party puppet. Just a Democratic Party shill. Will do anything to be elected. Imagine that. You say in 2007, would you allow sanctuary cities? Absolutely not. 2020, do you want people like those MS-13 gang members, do you want them turned over to ICE agents after they've been arrested? Absolutely not. Now, you're wondering how people like Mike Johnson get arrested? Thomas Rentz and Alex Jones explain it to us. Play it for me, Will.
Men from Iran and China that have came across the southern border, so we could have, you know, civil unrest or continued attacks on our infrastructure. But there'll be trouble before the election, but afterwards you're going to see a massive collapse. You're going to see a massive.
I totally agree, and all the economic numbers show that. I'm not trying to be negative, folks. I'm just not going to lie to you. I told my wife that she agrees. It's time to batten down the hatches and get right with God and be 100% focused. You know, and Tom Wren's wife fighting for her life right now. That's how real this is. And I know I got COVID from people that were vaccinated. I got close to, and it was definitely a real deal, and it almost killed my dad. This is history, but God's on our side. We're going to come through this. I get the Q people wanting to say everything's fine, everything's great, because people can't handle that. The truth will set us free, folks. Only admitting how much trouble we're in will dig us out of this. When you're getting
totally wrong video. Sorry, folks. This was a video that I've been looking for. Really wanted it on the podcast tonight, but it's just an explanation about how the swamp actually works. I'll find it. I'll get it. I've been trying to do it for 3 days, and it just didn't pan out tonight. Let me go to our Rumble givers, if you could throw that up there for me. Just want to give everybody, I appreciate everybody. Rich D. Warren, $20. Hassle-Free TV, $20. Tammy L. Margritter, $20. Snarl Barkley, one of my favorites. New monthly supporter. Thank you, guys. Robin McGroin, new monthly supporter. That matters so much. Really appreciate it. Something Wicked, new monthly supporter. K.S. McGregor, 1963, new monthly supporter. Thank you, everybody who gives. Thank you for everybody who's a monthly supporter. Really appreciate you guys. Listen, join us tomorrow at church, even online. We never tell people to do that, but join us with the real church, Foundation Church. Love you all. See you tomorrow morning. Everybody is captive to something. You will choose one of the three. God, the world, or the devil. You'll be captive to one of those three. You'll be captive to one of those. You need to choose your captivity wisely. Well, I just want to be free from God then. God, okay, free from God is hell. Free from God is hell. Why? Because every good and perfect thing comes from above. James 1:17. Every good and perfect thing comes from above. Anything that is so funny to me. Because as people try to destroy America in the name of saving democracy, they destroy every good thing about the very America that hordes of people try to get into every day. Every good and perfect thing comes from above. So you're like, I just want to escape God. Then you escape every good and perfect thing. But you need to choose wisely. You need to know right now, what am I captive to? If there's other things more important to you than the gospel of Jesus Christ, understand that you're in captivity to the world of the devil.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com. and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.